it's worked so well against the Canucks for you guys this year?
I mean, I think look the last game we played. You know, our pace was up. We were on the puck. Our back pressure was good. So those kind of things usually translate to success.
One of the Sedins just ripped his team. Said their effort was embarrassing. How often does that happen in your mind, and what should a team's reaction be?
Well, we're expecting a response. I mean, that's what any team would do. You know, in this league, it's there's no easy games, and you know, teams are going to go through ups and downs. I mean, you look at our season. You know, we've had plenty of frustrating times where, you know, I'm sure guys when they get interviewed after games have said, you know, disappointing, embarrassing, whatever. I mean, it happens, but it's all about the response. Like I said, we expect them to come out and. You know, we were just talking about how, you know, I think they got outshot by quite a bit last game, and we're expecting a hard effort from them, you know, a hard response. You know, I know Chicago, when they came in here, it was the same kind of thing with them. So that's what we expect, and, you know, we're expecting to counter as well because, you know, we want to win as well. We're trying to win games here to finish off the year.
You've got so many young guys in the lineup, obviously, as a veteran at this time of the season with the way that things have gone. Can that provide at least some sort of boost you guys, even just from an energy level, seeing young guys like that come in and the jump that they have?
Yeah, they definitely, you know, fresh legs, you know, we joke around the young legs, I guess, but, you know, they want to make an impression. You know, they're given an opportunity here by, you know, my management to see what they got. And, you know, a couple of them, you know, they made their debuts pretty recently, so, you know, once they make their debut, it's not about, you know, getting comfortable and trying to make sure they stay professional. And no matter what happens with the games, it's you know, it's the time of year here where you can, you know, I guess soak up little things, soak up the environment, try and figure out, you know, ways to get better. And, you know, if we, I think we're going to get some guys back from injury soon. So I don't know how much longer we're going to have that rotation, but you know, it definitely does give us a little bit of a boost, you know, when they have that energy and that excitement you know, making their NHL debut.
What's all that youth done to the dynamic in this dressing room? You guys have to listen to Justin Bieber music?
Well, we already listen to Bieber, unfortunately, and that's not in the young guys. But, yeah, that's tough. Yeah, I mean, it's happening around the league everywhere. The league's getting younger and younger. You see a lot of teams are, you know, giving a lot more younger guys an opportunity to break in. And, you know, as far as the dynamic, you know, you got to rely on experience and the veterans that you have to, I guess, depending on, you know, where you are in the standings. Obviously, no one in here is happy where we're at and with what happened this year, but like I mentioned earlier, it's about being professional and showing up every day and putting the work in, and see if they can, you know, soak up little things like that. Thanks.
Drew, I was trying to figure out, do you even know how many different line combinations you've been a part of?
Me?
Yeah.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this? We fixate on that, but is it something that you guys, is it a big deal, chemistry and all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, chemistry is huge. You know, I think, you know, I take a lot of pride, I guess, in my versatility to be able to kind of plug in anywhere, but, you know, definitely, I mean, I'm more comfortable playing in a top six role because I feel as though that's the type of player I can produce, I can score and make plays, and, you know, but if the team needs me to plug in somewhere else. And you see at the beginning of the year, you know, we were trying to have that a little bit more of a depth, balanced attack. And as soon as we kind of switched things around, I got put back up. I think it was with Scheif and Maddie, maybe, or maybe Wills. I don't know. Either way, put back in more of that scoring role. You know, my production increased. Everyone's production increased, I guess.
Yeah.
And, so, yeah, I mean, it's like I said, I take a lot of pride in being able to be adaptable. You know, I kind of lean on my experience over my career of that where, you know, I wasn't just handed a top six role, a top line role. I had to earn it, and I spent plenty of time playing in the bottom six roles. So, I mean, I know what that feels like. I know how to play in there, but obviously I prefer the former.